Blog Talk Radio.
You know, church has become so commercial until we have gotten away from its true purpose. It has become such big business until we allow people to operate and function as long as they have something to bring to the table. People are now more concerned about recording and living in life of the rich and famous rather than knowing Jesus. For the true purpose of the church is soul business, not big business. I don't know about you, but I would rather have nothing and know Jesus than to have everything and not know Him. You need to confess Him today.
Good evening. Thank you for tuning into the Light of Portland broadcast with Pastor Kimberly Black from Greater St. Stephen Missionary Baptist Church in Portland, Oregon. Do you know Jesus? Did you know He could live in your heart if you invite Him in? In the next song you hear, prepare to be blessed of the Lord. Prepare for a move of Holy Spirit. Prepare to know Jesus in your heart.
Thank you.
there's nobody you say.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Give thanks to the Lord and proclaim his greatness. Let the whole earth know what he has done. Sing to him, yes, sing his praises. Tell everyone about his wonderful deeds. Exalt his holy name. Rejoice, you who worship the Lord. Search for the Lord, for his strength. Continuously seek him. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His faithful love endures forever. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Well, you saying, Pastor Black, we at home, we not in the house of the Lord. Well, I want you to know, your living room, your dining room, your office, your cubicle space, the car you're riding in, declare it now. It is holy ground. You have just entered in to the place of worship. Good evening. Good evening to the Light of Portland family. I am your host, Pastor Kimberly Black. This is the day that the Lord has made. And yes, I am rejoicing and I am glad in it. Amen. Because he didn't have to, but he did. He woke me up this morning, closed in my right mind, gave me the activities of my limbs, and I am grateful, I'm thankful, and I'm just truly blessed to be able to worship the Lord with all of you on tonight. We bring you greetings from the City of Roses, Portland, Oregon. I humbly serve as the lead servant for the Greater St. Stephen Missionary Baptist Church, and every Sunday night, I have the privilege and the pleasure to worship with the Light of Portland family right here on Blog Talk. Every Sunday night at 8 o'clock, we come together to praise the Lord, magnify him, and lift him up. And I'm telling you, we are in store for a treat on tonight. I want to give glory and honor to God, to those who make this platform possible. We thank God for the Butterfields who have cleared the pathway so that we could come to you every Sunday night to worship. That you can hear good preaching, hear some good teaching, and hear some folks praying up a storm, because we know that where there is much prayer, there is much power. So we thank God for the Butterfields. We thank God for our sister, Pastor Sherelle Pennington, all the way in Atlanta, Georgia, and for those that are right here in the city working with us, Elder Dante Farmer and Elder Kathy Miniweather. We thank God for the men and women of God that labor with us to advance the kingdom of God. The only agenda that we are concerned about is the agenda of souls. And we know that God, all souls, belong to God. And so we're just spreading the word, spreading the gospel, and praying that the people of God will just hear and have an ear to hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say tonight. We want to honor the woman of God that is our speaker tonight, Elder Stephanie Beaumont. She's right here from the city of Portland. She is a fireball all by herself. I love to hear this woman of God walk the floor and pray. We don't have anybody scheduled to pray, Elder. I hate to work you, but you know you do my heart so good. But we'll say a little prayer, but you feel free. I'm going to give you enough time that you can take us to the throne of grace. She preaches they say we don't church like we used to. Well, we don't preach like we used to. We don't sing like we used to. We don't shout like we used to. Well, Elder Stephanie, she's that old soul. She preached like we used to. She walks the floor. She preaches, and she gives you the scripture precept by precept, line upon line. And I'm just thankful to God tonight that she is my big sister, she calls herself my little sister. And so I thank God for her and our friendship and the love that God has given us down through the years. And so we're just excited tonight for the word. I want to encourage you, this week is Holy Week. And we know, I shared with you last Sunday that today was Palm Sunday. This was the day that Jesus came, the Messiah, the Redeemer of mankind. He came into Jerusalem riding on a donkey, and the people were waving the palm leaves, and they was praising him, saying, Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna. At the same time, people were plotting how to trap him, how to kill him, how to put an end to his radical way of living. And so we go through the week, and he was marched from judgment hall to judgment hall. And Thursday this week, April the 1st, is known as Maundy Thursday. That is the day that Jesus was in the upper room with the 12, and he was breaking bread with them. And we find him doing the most sacred ordinance of the church, giving them the Lord's Supper. And he shared with them, this is how good, I want y'all to know that God knows all things. He told them while they were breaking bread together, he said, one of you will betray me and one of you will deny me. And he didn't say who was going to betray him, but he said who was going to deny him. And he even told Simon Peter, it ain't going to be one time and it just ain't going to be two times. Dude, you're going to deny me three times. All that happened during that course of that week, and on that Thursday, Jesus did something that just shocked them. And Simon Peter was like, I can't have any parts of this. I'm not worthy enough. You are the master. You are the savior. You want to wash my feet? That's not how it's supposed to be. I'm supposed to wash your feet. And Jesus told him, I came to serve and not to be served. And if I can't wash your feet, then you will not have any parts of me. And so that's where we get Maundy Thursday from. And during that day, we, the body of Christ, are supposed to come together and provide the service of foot washing for each other. Well, because of this pandemic, we are unable to gather together and do the foot washing. I want to encourage you to do an act of kindness on Thursday, April the 1st. If you're out and about and you see somebody and you go through the drive-thru and somebody is standing there, buy them a meal. If you at the gas station, pay for the person behind you. Give them $10 on their gas. If you at Starbucks, pay for the Starbucks for that person. If you walking into the Walgreens or the Walmart or the Target and somebody is standing there, don't make them have to ask you for some change. Just pull it out and give it to them. Let's show acts of kindness. Jesus did it for us. Why can't we do it for others? Amen. And then on Friday, it is Good Friday. Yes, you know the story. You know the story. It was a horrible, horrible day. The sun refused to shine. It was dark. The moon dripped in blood. Jesus hung between two thieves. One of them ridiculed him. The other one believed. And he said, if you be the Son of Man, when you get into your kingdom, remember me. It was there we hear the last seven sayings of Christ from the cross. And that was Good Friday. And so we look forward to that day. We know that he was he gave up his life for our sins. They didn't kill him. They thought they did. He gave up his life. He was buried. And then on early Sunday morning, yes, 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 if we was in the building, I would tell y'all to say early Sunday morning. The Bible says that he got up when the women went to the tomb to prepare his body. He was not there. And they started asking the guard, what did you do with my Jesus? What did you do with my Savior? He said, I don't even know what you're talking about. They had to be reminded that he told them. He said, if you destroy the temple in 3 days, I'll raise it up. They thought that he was talking about a building. They didn't realize he was talking about his own temple. Saints of God, saints of God. That's why we celebrate Holy Week. That's why we celebrate Easter. It was one man that brought sin into the world. One man helped cleanse us and redeem us from the sins of the world. So as we go to the throne of grace tonight, I want to encourage you to be praying. Pray that God will direct you what to do on Thursday for Monday, Thursday. Who do you serve? Who will you serve? Remember, we are our brother's keeper. We have so many houseless people out on the street. We have so many people that are without hope, and they're looking for a word of encouragement, and they're looking for somebody just to look them in their eyes and smile and just to say God loves them. You don't know who you could be saving from committing suicide, jumping off a bridge, or shooting themselves up to get extremely. You don't know who you could be saving this week with your kindness. So I want to encourage you as we go to God in prayer tonight. I want you to remember that, Lord, I want to serve this week, and I want you to get the glory. So lead me, guide me, tell me who to serve. And then, Lord, I want you to heal those that are sick with sickness and disease and all infirmities. I want you to heal this nation. I'm asking that you would pray tonight that God would restore peace and love. We want to pray for the spiritual wickedness that's in high places. And I was sharing with the church family this morning that we ought to get bold about our prayer, and we ought to start calling those things out. And you say, well, Pastor Black, I'm really not sure what I'm supposed to be calling out. I want to give you a few tonight. It's racism, sexism, violence, and capitalism. Those are the spiritual wickedness in high places that we, the body of Christ, are wrestling with right now. I know that there's others, but these are the four that we just see every time you turn on the TV, every time you turn on the radio. We see it so much on our jobs, in our homes, in the community, in the grocery store. And so we want to pray. We want to plead the blood of Jesus. We want to declare and decree that these things be eradicated, and they are, that can only happen when the saints of God come together and fast and pray and call out and plead the blood of Jesus and pray the prayer of faith that God would heal and deliver. Oh my, yes, God is so good. God is so worthy of our praise. We're going to hear this song tonight, and then we're going to yield the call over to our own Elder Stephanie Beaumont. And I'm going to ask that she would come as however the Lord leads her to just help us get to that place that we can hear from God and receive from God, because we know that he is worthy of all of our praise.
Welcome to to this place. You are welcome into this broken vessel. You desire to abide in the praises of your people. So we lift our hands and we lift up our hearts as we offer up this praise unto your name. Listen here. Creation declares your glory, and the universe declares your majesty. Still you choose to abide in the praises of your people. So we offer up this praise unto your name. Let's welcome him tonight.
Welcome
to this broken bed. We know that you desire
to abide
in the praises,
in the praises
of your people.
Of your
so we lift,
so we lift our hands
and we lift up our hearts. Yes, we do. As we offer up.
Your glory, oh, and the universe declares your majesty, yet you choose to abide in the praises of your people, so we offer up this praise unto your.
To abide.
name.
Come on, can we do that right now? Just welcome him. Come on.
Oh, we worship you,
yes,
Jesus.
We do, Lord.
We magnify your name.
Come on, welcome him tonight. Come on, come on. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. We welcome you, God. We welcome you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, we welcome you. We welcome you into this place, oh God. We welcome you into our hearts, oh God. We invite you in, oh God. We say, have your way, Lord. We say, move by your power, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we welcome you on tonight, oh God. Spirit of the living God, we surrender unto you, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we welcome you to have your way, Father. Have your way on the lines, oh God. Have your way in our homes on tonight. Father, wherever it is that we're hearing this broadcast, Father, we invite you to have your way, Lord. And we cry, holy, oh God, holy, holy, holy. Father, we say you're holy, God. You're mighty, oh God, that there's none like you on tonight. None to be compared to you, Father. None to be compared to you. None that can stand next to you, oh God. For you are in a class all by yourself. And for that, we thank you on tonight, oh God. We call your name holy. Your name is righteous, oh God. You are our Prince of Peace. You are our mighty God. You are our everlasting Father on tonight. Wonderful is your name. I say wonderful is your name. You are our counselor, oh God. You are the lifter of our head. So tonight, Father, we pray from a place and a posture of power, oh God, a place of authority, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, we say in this decade and in this season, oh God, that we will walk in authority and agreement with heaven, oh God, that we will not be saying, whoa, 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 as heaven is saying, holy, 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 but we will pray, oh God, your word and your promises to us in the name of Jesus, because you have given us the power, oh God, and the authority, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, to use your son Jesus' name, Father. So in the name of Jesus, as your sons and as your daughters, oh God, we come believing that our prayers will reach heaven, Father, because we're under an open heaven, oh God, that our prayers during this time of prayer and in our time of fasting, oh God, will be answered, Father, in the name of Jesus, that the angels of God is fighting on our behalf, oh God, and our answers, oh God, will not be held up in this season, oh God. Father, we decree and we declare, Father, that we are the head on tonight and not the tail, Father, that we will walk in the authority given to the head on tonight, Father, that we are above our enemies, Lord, and as the head, Father, we'll be able to hear you and we'll be able to hear you clearly, Father, above the noise, above the distractions, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we will be able to see you clearly, Father, and the spirit of discernment will be at another level, Father. We thank you, oh God, on tonight, oh God, that we will look beyond what it is that we're looking at, oh God, and know the spirit that is operating behind what it is that we are seeing, Father. We thank you, Father, that we will walk in the supernatural power of God. We decree and declare that we will be stirred up, God, that our gifts will be stirred and stirred at another level, God, that doors will be opened up for us, oh God, and that our gifts will make room for us, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we thank you that our names, oh God, are being dropped in the ears of people that can make a difference, Father, that will bring us into the boardrooms, oh God, in the name of Jesus, and that we'll have a voice and we'll have input, Father, in the legislation that is going on in this country, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. For when the righteous is in place, Lord, the people rejoice, and we thank you, God. We thank you for restoring our gifts and giving us another chance, God, and in this season, oh God, that we will not hide what it is that you have given unto us, oh God. We will not hide our talents. We will not hide our gifts, oh God, but we will recognize, oh God, that every joint supply and that we have something to bring to the table, Father, on tonight, tonight, even as your word go forth, oh God, stir up within us, oh God, the gifts, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We say, give us a stirring, oh God. Reach deep within us, oh God, in the name of Jesus, where things have settled, oh God, where we have gotten comfortable, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Stir us up, oh God, to bring us to another level, another dimension, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we just bless you, oh God, and we thank you that even in this season, God, that we will begin to take back, Father, everything that the enemy has stolen from us, God. I say everything that the enemy has stolen, that we will begin to take it back, oh God. So tonight we're taking back our gifts, oh God. For we know that there is a hidden treasure within this earthen vessel, oh God. We take back our children on tonight, oh God. For we know that our seed is blessed, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we take back our integrity. We take back our victory, oh God. For we are victorious in Christ Jesus on tonight. We take back our health, oh God. For we know that you said in your word, you wish above all things that we prosper and be in health, oh God, even as our soul prosper. We take it back on tonight, God. We take back our faith on tonight, Father. For you have given to every man a measure of faith. And for that, we thank you on tonight, oh God. Even in our health, oh God, we thank you that healing is our portion, oh God. The healing is the children's bread, that you are the God that healeth us, oh God, that you are a balm in Gilead. Oh, tonight we take back our health, Father. We take back our mind on tonight, oh God, and we decree and declare that we will have the mind of Christ, the mind to do the will of the Father, the mind to do the things that pleases the Father. In the name of Jesus, God, we take back our boldness on tonight. For you have not given us the spirit of fear, oh God, but of love and of power and of a sound mind. And for that, we thank you on tonight, oh God. We thank you for the spirit of restoration. We thank you for drawing us back to you, oh God. We thank you for refreshing us and refilling us and replenishing us. And God, we just thank you for being the head of our lives, oh God, for being the center of our joy on tonight, God. And we thank you, oh God, for putting us in our rightful places, and that we put you back in our rightful, in the place that you belong in our heart, oh God. And we say, forgive us, oh God, for everything that we have allowed to get in your place, oh God. Everything that we have allowed to get out of place and be in the wrong place in our hearts, oh God. Everything that we have put first, oh God, when it shouldn't have been. We say, forgive us on tonight. And we thank you for being a God of covenant with us, oh God. A God of promise, oh God. We thank you that you're not a man that you should lie, nor the son of man that you should repent. God, if you said it, we know that you'll bring it to pass. So we rest on that on tonight, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Even as this word goes forth on tonight, Father, we say, give us the ear to hear what you're saying in the spirit realm, oh God. I say, give us the ear to hear what it is that you are saying to us, oh God, in the spirit realm, in this time and in this season. Bless this pastor. Bless the keepers of this broadcast, oh God. Bless those, oh God, that yield their time every week, oh God, in the name of Jesus, and find themselves in position so that the word of God can go forth over the airways, God, that somebody will be saved, somebody will be delivered, and somebody will be set free. And we call it done tonight by faith. In the mighty name of Jesus, we give you glory for it, oh God. We give you honor, we give you praise, because worthy is the Lamb of God. You're worthy on tonight, oh God. I say you're worthy. If we had 1,000 tongues, oh God, we couldn't praise you enough. So we bless your name on tonight. In the name of Jesus, touch their minds, oh God. Somebody is wrestling in their minds, oh God. Somebody just needs peace in their minds on tonight. Somebody's mind needs to be regulated in the name of Jesus. Somebody is torn, oh God, between making the right decision and making the wrong decision. Somebody is torn, oh God, between staying alive, oh God, and dying by suicide. But tonight, oh God, in the name of Jesus, we charge warring angels on their behalf to fight, oh God, on their behalf on tonight, in the name of Jesus, to pull down the strongholds of the enemy, oh God. We say, cover that mind with the blood of Jesus, with the blood of Jesus. Remind them that you gave your son in their stead. In Jesus' name, God, we bless you for it on tonight, for that mind that is being regulated. We call peace to it on tonight, Father. And even as they sleep, let their sleep be sweet. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we thank you, we glorify you, and we magnify you in the mighty name of Jesus. And it is so by faith. In the name of Jesus, we call it done. We bless God. Amen, amen, amen. I tell you, prayer messed me up. I could just stay in prayer, amen, but I'm going to just walk in the obedience, amen, as the assignment on tonight. Amen, amen. I give honor to the Lord on tonight. Amen, amen. To Pastor Blythe. Amen. To all those co-laborers that walk with her. Amen. That labor with her. Amen. To all the men and women of God. Just to the body of Christ as a whole. To those that are on this broadcast on tonight. I just thank and praise God. I don't take it for granted when we have an opportunity to come before the people of God to give a word. Amen. So I just thank and praise God for this opportunity. I give the honor to the Lord on tonight for my husband. Amen. Just for our household, for the sanctuary that it has become at another level. I just thank and praise God for that. He has a way to bring us back. I say he just have a way to bring us back to what it is that we know. Amen. And I just thank and praise God. I just bless God because he is the lifter of my head on tonight. He is the bishop of my soul. Amen. He is wonderful. I tell you, he is the counselor that I depend on in the time of need and in the time of storm. He is my present help. And my soul just rejoiced in him on tonight, on tonight. Amen. I hope that this word will bless you. Amen. I was praying and just seeking the Lord for the assignment that was given and saying, God, what is the word that you have for your people right now that you will have me to bring forth? Amen. What is it that you will have? And I just couldn't get past this one scripture in Revelation, amen, 3 and 2. Amen. And I just kept trying to go past it because we just had 40 days of prayer and 21 days of fasting, amen, and I feel like the people have been strengthened and the people have been revived and restored, amen, restored, replenished is just words that I keep in my mouth often, amen, but God would not let me get away from it, amen, so tonight if I had a topic, if I had to give a topic, amen, I would say revive what is left, revive or strengthen what is left, amen. Because I don't know about you, but I know any of us that made it on this side of 2020, amen, have to be ready to just give God the thanks and give him the glory and give him the honor, amen, because we realize that it's not because of our goodness that we're here or because we kept his commandments so well, but it's all because of his grace and his mercy and that we're blessed beyond millions, amen, that we even made it through the year of 2020, amen, a year that will go down in history as a history-making year, amen, of one that had the worst wildfires, the worst floods and hurricanes, amen, that we've ever seen in our lifetime, amen, a year that had so much civil unrest, amen, and police brutality, amen, just a history-making year in itself, amen. We had a history-making election, amen, and then, of course, we had COVID-19, amen, the whole world, amen, under a pandemic. I ain't talking about just the country, amen, but the entire world, amen. So the fact that we even made it on this side, we just thank and praise God. Well, it was a year that brought the whole world to a complete standstill, not just the city or the state or a country, amen, or just where we live, but I mean the whole world was affected by this. Every nation, every nationality, amen, whether you was in the inner schools or the Ivy League schools or whether you was in the storefront churches or the mega churches, whether you lived in a mansion or you was homeless, whether you was at the malls, amen, or in the mom-pop stores, amen, everybody was affected. It didn't matter how much or how little your income was. We were all affected by the events that took place in 2020. And I don't know about you, but at the end of 2019, I was excited and I was ready to go into 2020. I was looking at it as a new decade, a new year, a new season. Amen. And all excited about what God was going to do. And I was making affirmations and making plans to do new and great things. Amen. And then about the March, amen, of 2020, amen, things just took us all by a surprise, amen. And we found ourselves in a place that we've never been, and we found ourselves in a place of so much uncertainty, and we found ourselves in a place of we're going to pray, and we're going to pray, and we're going to pray, and we're just going to pray this out and pray this through, amen. For we know that our God is able to deliver, amen. He's a God that can answer by fire, and he can answer by water, amen. And so we was giving him our best praises, and we was pulling down the strongholds of the enemy. I don't know about you, but our 40 days of prayer last year went into 6 full months, literally. I think we didn't come out until November after the election, to be honest. Amen. So because there was such a need, there was such a need to continue to push and continue to press and continue to pray and to continue to ask for deliverance and ask God, what was he saying and what is going on and what is he doing? Amen. And so we went forth and we was going forth strong. And, you know, the reality that began to hit, amen, that the churches was closed and the fellowship wasn't going on. And, you know, this is something that the body of Christ needs. We're used to coming together and lifting him up. We're used to hugging one another and dancing with one another and rejoicing with one another. Amen. And, you know, having the preacher say, let the church say whatever it is they wanted us to say, and we was able to do it together. But I tell you, 2020 just all by surprise. I mean, our homes became our sanctuaries. It became our schools. It became our place of businesses, our place of work. And we found ourselves, you know, back at that dining room table eating together as a family, and back at the table where the teaching took place and the words of wisdom was given and the decisions was made regarding our family and our children. Amen. And that is a good thing. Amen. That is a good thing. But I think we also even found ourselves at another level of praying in our prayer time and in our prayer closets and spending time in meditation with God. And really, if we be honest, a lot of us just found ourselves back at the feet of the cross. Amen. At the foot of the cross, at the feet of Jesus. And we found that we are really totally dependent upon God. Because our nation, our government, you know, those that have authority, those that can make the decisions, they couldn't bring us out of this. So we knew if God didn't do it, it just couldn't be done. And so we went forth and we went strong. And, you know, we was going to be okay if it was 30 days or 60 days or 90 days or even 6 months. But I tell you, when it began to go as long as it began to go, you can hear that people was becoming overwhelmed, that people's mental health wasn't in a healthy place. You can just tell that people was just struggling, like, what do we do, and can we hold on to this? And so the cries of the Lord to the Lord wasn't as intense as they had been in our time of prayer, as long as we thought we was just going to come right out. I'm really trying to slow down, but that prayer just took me up, and I'm just trying to calm down. Hopefully I'm not talking too fast. But I want you to know, saints of God, that this is not the season to be weary in your well-doing. This is not the season to give up or to back up or to be stuck or to be twisted in our thinking or acting like we are a people without hope. This is not that season. The fact that we even made it on this side of 2020 again, not because we were so good or not because our works were so good, but because of his mercy, we recognize that we were born for a time as this. And whatever it is that God has assigned to us to do, he has already graced us. He has already given us the grace to go through it. Amen. So in Revelation 3:20, I begin to read the scripture again. And, you know, I've read this before. I've preached this before. But this time is just a little bit different. And it says, be watchful and strengthen the things which remain. Be watchful and strengthen things which remain that are ready to die. And that's really all of that I want to read, but I'm going to read the whole verse. It said, be watchful and strengthen the things which remain that are ready to die, for I have not found thy works perfect before God. And I was really thinking about it. I was like, God, with all the hardship, with all the loss that people have endured, loss in death and loss in health and loss in finances and businesses, you know, what is it that we need to hold on to? I mean, we have something to hold on to because our hope is in Christ Jesus. But he said we have to be careful that we don't lose focus and fight on our true purposes for being in this life, our true assignments that he has given unto us, what it is that he's requiring of us in this day and then this season. So I want to read it again, but I want to read it with a couple of words added in there. It said, be watchful or wake up and strengthen or revive, give life to it. The things which remain, the things that which remain that you are about to lose because it's about to die, or you're about to throw it away, or you're about to give up on it. Amen. Be watchful and hold on to that. For in this season, people of God, we can't be found sleeping or slumbering or feeling weak or despondent. Not in this season. The Father is telling us to shake ourselves and to shake ourselves loose, to get back in position, to get back in posture, to get back in alignment with Him and His Word so that we can fulfill the purpose that is upon our lives. We are here for a purpose. Millions died. I mean, people died. People were sick. People are still suffering. People are still dying. But He has kept us here for a reason, because we still have much more territory to cover, much more territory to conquer. Amen. We must be about our Father's business. And somebody is probably saying, Elder, but you don't know my story. You don't know what I'm going through. You don't know what I've been through. You don't know what I'm facing. It doesn't even matter, because before the earth was founded, amen, before the beginning of the earth, God already knew who you were. He already knew where you was going to be. He already knew what it is that you would be going through. So He's not surprised by what you're facing or what you're going through or what your history is or what your parents didn't do or what they did do, amen, or some of the things that you have faced in life. He has an assignment, a calling upon your life that He needs you to be determined as never before to bring it forth. Amen. Philippians 1 and 6 told us to be confident of this very thing, that He has that has begun a good work in you will perform it. The good work that God has begun in you, He's going to perform it. He's going to bring it forth. He's going to bring it to pass into the day of Christ Jesus. Amen. So you ran well, but who hindered you? Amen. Don't be a hindrance to yourself, but revise, protect, replant, reposition that is left. Nurture it daily with prayer. Water it with the word of God and speak to it with the power and authority that is within you. Decree and declare what you want to see and remind yourself of the power of life and death is in your tongue. It's in your tongue. God asked Ezekiel, He said, can these bones live? And Ezekiel responded, only you know, Lord. And God told him to prophesy. Prophesy, Ezekiel. Speak to them and say, dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus said the Lord of God unto these bones, behold, I will cause breath to enter into you, and you shall live. Thanks to God, we must begin to speak to those dead and dry places in our lives and tell ourselves that you shall live and not die, and declare the work of the Lord. Tell yourself, my latter days shall be greater than my former days, because of the word of the Lord says so. Tell yourself, better is the end of a thing than the beginning. Better is the end of a thing than the beginning. Tell yourself, I'm coming out of this situation better than I went in. And in this season, you must be like David, because you may not be able to go to church yet. You may not be able to go to your office yet. You may not even be able to visit your own family yet. So there's going to be times you just going to have to pull aside and encourage yourself, because somebody ain't going to be there to encourage you, maybe during this time and during this season. But you're going to have to determine within yourself that you're not going to build a tent in the valley of self-pity. I say you will not build a tent in the valley of self-pity, but you're going to remind yourself that the word of God says, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou, O Lord, you're with me. Thy rod and thy staff, O God, your authority and your word, Father, they comfort me. I'm telling you, in this season, you're going to have to revive what is left. I don't know about you, but there was a point in time I said, man, we've been doing it at home like this. I don't even know if I want to go back into the brick and the mortar. But we know that there's an assignment on our life. We know there's a work that we must do. Amen. We know that there's people that we must touch. We know that souls are hanging in the balance. And God is saying unto you that I need you, my sister. I need you, my brother. I need you, my son, my daughter. Amen. To revive what is left, no matter how small it is or how small it may appear to be. If you're praying 5 minutes at a time, increase that prayer to 10 minutes. If you're fasting to noon, increase it to 3 p.m. If you're reading one scripture when you go into the Word, increase it to two chapters. Amen. Increase Increase from where you at so that you can revive what is left. what is already there. Amen. We have to strengthen those areas in our lives, amen, because there's some things that we're strengthening that we don't intend to strengthen, and it ain't bringing us no fruit. It ain't giving us nothing that's going to sustain us. It's not giving us seeds that's going to last. I don't know about you, but I don't watch so much TV since we've been in this pandemic, so I am about to throw up, amen. It gets to the point that if it's on, it's just on, and it's on for noise, amen. But again, I'm saying that we cannot afford in this season to be sleeping or sleep walking. We can't afford to be spiritually blind or on a spiritual respirator or being complacent or sluggish. Not in this season. Jesus is soon to return. Amen. And we must find ourselves ready to meet the bridegroom. I said we must find ourselves ready to meet the bridegroom. We can't be like the foolish virgins looking for the oil, and our lamps are not full. Our lamps have to be full when he arrives. Amen. We have to be ready. We have to have the oil of the anointing upon us. Amen. Because we've been in his presence. We've been in his face. Amen. And our countenance should change. It should make a difference when people see us. They should know there's something different about us because we're reflecting that we've been in the presence of the Most High God. Our speech should be able to give us away. We should sound like we've been at the feet of Jesus, sound like we've been talking with him, sound like we've been in his word. Amen. If the brick and the mortar church never opens again, and we know it will, we must know that we have the power of God working within us to bring us up and bring us out of any situation. Let 2021 be the year you overcame some things. Let it be the year you return or you revive or you strengthen that portion that is left that will remain. Amen. Isaiah, he said it like this. He said, within the year that King Uzziah died, that I saw also the Lord, and he was sitting upon the throne. He was high and he was lifted up, and his train or his presence or his power fill the temple, amen. You're going to have to be able to commemorate 2021. You might say it was on Palm Sunday of 2021 that I heard a word that said I need to reserve that is left. I need to revive that portion that is left. I need to strengthen what is left. And I got up that day, and I've been running ever since. You might have to say it was early one morning, amen, in March or in April, whatever it was in 2021, that the Lord spoke to me, and he said, not now. He said, you shall live and not die. He said, I have more need of you. I have a work for you to do. Whatever it is, we commemorate that day, and the Lord will bring it back to your remembrance. You're going to be able to say there at, in the, I have an attitude after this. Because we don't think COVID going to ever come to an end, but I promise you, we're going to have the testimony of after this, after COVID, after the pandemic, after the shutdown, after things was closed, after I lost my job, after I lost my income, whatever it was, we're going to have a testimony, and we're going to be able to say that we survived it, and that we saw the Lord in the fullness of his glory and in the power of his might, and that his presence filled our home and filled our room and filled our lives. Why? Because I Stephanie, or I elder, or I intercessor, or I pastor, whatever your name or title is, you won't be able to say, because I was strengthened, I was revived, I was reaffirmed by the Spirit of the Lord. I began to speak life to the little that was left in me. When I thought I had lost all my strength, when I thought I felt so depleted because I had been giving out so much and not taking nothing in, when I thought I was just at a point that I couldn't go no more, when I felt like I was in a dry season and I needed just a little bit of water to be refreshed, when I discovered that it was the power of God and the blood of Jesus that restored me and refresh me and replenish me and remind me that I am the son or the daughter of the Most High God, you're going to have that testimony, and you're going to be able to remember. You're going to be able to remember that when I came out of this, I knew it was only by the power and the hands of God, that that same power that raised Jesus from the dead is that same power that is working in my life today. So I will speak to myself, and I will speak to my situation. I will speak to my circumstances. Just as Jesus spoke to Lazarus, I will tell myself, come forth. I will tell myself, come forth, and I will shake
myself out of my grave clothes, and I'll come back to the fullness of my life, and I'll come forth in my prayer life, and I'll come forth in my ministry, in my anointing, with my sons and with my daughters and with my health and with my wealth. My mind had came back. My strength came back. My passion came back. My belief came back. I stood in my calling and all the promises of God concerning me. So tonight, my brothers and my sisters, I pray that you come forth. Come forth, daughters of Zion. Come forth, men of valor. Tell them that don't even try throwing no dirt on me to bury me, amen, because you have decided to live and not die. I'm telling you to come forth because God has a work, a calling for your life. God has need of you. The Father is waiting on you, amen. Remind yourself, amen, that even when we are troubled on every side, we're not distressed. When we are perplexed, we are perplexed but not in despair, persecuted but not forsaken, cast down but not destroyed. God promised us in Isaiah 43, he said, when thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. In other words, you won't look like what you've been through. You don't even have to look like the fight or the battle you just came out. Strengthen, revive that portion that remains in you to get your strength back, to get your passion back, to get back to your rightful place in God. Revive what's left for the purpose and the calling upon your life, and allow the Father to redeem the time and restore everything that the cankerworm has stolen from you. Go forth, preachers and pastors, and preach. Go forth, teachers, and teach. Set up an order and establish, oh God, those men of God that, or women of God that are called as apostles. Prophesize, you prophets of God. Amen. And speak what thus says the Lord in this time. And you evangelists, you go forth and get those striking messages that will change lives and cause the lost to give their lives over to God. Amen. Pray intercessors until change come, until deliverance come. Amen. Next Sunday is Resurrection Sunday. It's just a week away. Let the Father resurrect the vision, the dreams, the assignments that he has given unto you, and stir up those talents. Get yourself in that rightful place, that rightful position, that posture, and finish the work that the Lord has given and assigned to you. I know I keep saying that because that's what he wants us to hear. He wants us to hear that I have need of you, and I'm waiting on you to align yourself up and align yourself back with the word and the promises of God. If you want him to be able to say, come on, that good and faithful servant, thou hast been faithful over a few things, I will make you ruler over many. Enter into the joy of the Lord. Amen. Father, we just thank you on tonight, and we say allow revival to come. Allow revival to come to us as individuals, as families, oh God, as churches, as communities. Allow revival to come to the cities, to the states, oh God, and even to the country, and to the whole world is revived. God, allow us to revive and strengthen that is left in us. You have us here for purpose. You have us here intentionally, God. You have us here because there is still a work to do. So tonight, Father, we receive that message. We hear you calling, oh God. We feel that tug in our heart, Father. We feel that stirring, oh God. And we surrender to it on tonight, God. We say yes to you all over again, Father. We give you a complete yes, God. We give you a renewed yes. We give you a for real yes on this time in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you that you love us enough not to leave us where we are, Father. Thank you that you love us enough that you will warn us, that you will give us a word to encourage us, oh God, a word to strengthen us, a word to keep us, oh God, and a word to remind us, oh God, that the greater one lives on the inside of us. We bless your name on tonight, Father, for every soul that is lost on tonight. We say send a word, Father, in the name of Jesus. Send by somebody to tell them that Jesus loved them, that Jesus died just for them. If they was the only one left on the earth, he still would have given his life, Father, in the name of Jesus. God, restore those that are backslidden, oh God, those that have walked away from their calling, oh God, those that the enemy has confused, Father. Restore them on tonight as only you can. Father, we encourage the pastors, oh God, all over this world, all over this country, oh God, that they have to do church different and do church new, oh God. And the things that the strategies that you have given unto them, oh God, in this season, let them hold on to that, Father. Encourage their hearts, Father. Some, this is all they do. This is all they wake up for, Father. They have a love and they have a passion for your people, oh God. Encourage the hearts of the pastors and strengthen them on tonight. Strengthen what is left in them, oh God, and revive them at another level. In Jesus' name, we call it done by faith, and it is so. And let the church of God say amen, amen, and amen. God bless you all. Thank you,
amen.
Jesus.
Amen. Hallelujah. Come on, church. Put your hands together. Give God some
hallelujah.
Praise. Hallelujah.
Thank
hallelujah.
Great word.
Hallelujah.
Great
word. What an awesome word on tonight. Amen. I told you all the woman of God was going to do it like they used to do it. Amen. Give us that word. And it was plain. It was understandable. We can understand. I heard the preacher say yesterday, when we understand, that means we stand under the word of God. And when the word of God says move, we move just like that. So Elder McCraig, yes, ma'am, revival. We are expecting a revival and we want God to strengthen. Thank you, woman of God, for teaching us tonight and pouring into us. I hope and pray that everything that you poured out tonight, God would restore double, amen, that he would strengthen you with double dunamis power, that you may continue to pray the kingdom down and continue to preach and teach the uncompromising gospel. My brothers and sisters, it has been my pleasure. It has been a privilege to be able to worship with you on tonight. I hope and pray that something was said that causes a wake up in you, causes a stir up in you to be ready for the Lord to move on your heart with a revival. When I was a child, we used to sing this song, Lord, send a revival and let it begin in me. That's our prayer tonight, my brothers and sisters. And I pray that you be blessed. I pray that you have a blessed and wonderful Holy Week. I pray that you would allow this word tonight to saturate your heart and your mind, to cause you to rise up and become doers and not just hearers of the word. May the grace of God and the sweet communion of his Holy Spirit rest, rule, and abide with us. Hence now and forevermore, in Jesus' name we pray. I love you, and there's nothing you can do about it. Have a happy Resurrection Sunday.
Worshippers in the house, lift your hands and repeat after me.
What a mighty